Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you She Caught Me in Panties Final Part, written by Little Katie. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing. And check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. What do you think? Kathy asked when she was finished. It's pretty, Misty said happily. Yeah, David agreed, even though the smell of the enamel made him want to sneeze. I'm glad you like Misty and Lisa. Kathy smiled as she watched her brother admire his freshly painted nails. Is it time to do my hair? David asked as he looked down at his wiggling toes. Yes, it is time, Kathy said as she removed the towel from around her brother's head. Good. David smiled as he sat sideways on the couch so his sister could sit behind him. Now this is going to be a little different than what you're used to, but you're going to look absolutely precious. Okay. David answered as he felt his sister brush the back of his head. I'm going to give you pigtails like Misty, okay? David looked at his little friend and thought that her hairstyle looked cute. Yes, that is okay. Kathy took out two hair ties from a small package that was laying on the coffee table. She parted her brother's hair down the center and then clumped the hair from the right side and masterfully placed the hair tie to keep the proper look. She did the same thing on the left side and was happy that they were perfectly matched on the first try. How's that feel, Lisa? David took a few seconds before he answered until he figured out that he was the Lisa she was referring to. It feels okay. It's kind of nice. Kathy then brushed the hair that was in front forward to make bangs. She sprayed some grape-smelling hairspray on them to help keep them in place. To add the final touches, she added a sunflower hair clip on each side of her brother's head. Kathy took a step back to see her creation. Oh my God! She exclaimed at seeing the small child sitting there, smiling with his huge dimples and small button nose.
Did it come out that bad? David asked.
Not at all. You look like an absolute angel.
Really?
David blushed at the compliment. It doesn't look like Lisa was ever a girl, Misty added. Well, I think Lisa has been sitting in her panties long enough, and it's about time she got dressed in something pretty. Don't you? Kathy asked the five-year. Misty nodded and led David to her room by the hand. We won't but you and nothing too fancy because we are just staying here all night, okay, Lisa? David was quicker to answer as he was growing more accustomed to his female name. He nodded as he looked in the closet with his sister.
Here we go. Kathy pulled out an outfit from the closet.
This will be perfect. David looked at the jumper-style cotton dress that was littered with sunflowers from top to bottom. He thought for a few seconds until finally a smile came to his face. I like it. Usually I would let you dress yourself, but we just did your hair and we don't want it to get messy. David agreed with his sister and lifted his arms in the air. Kathy carefully placed the dress on him and situated it properly on his small frame. She then took a pair of white sandals out of the closet that she knew were still too big for Misty. Luckily, they fit him perfectly, and after all that time, her brother was finally transformed into a little sister. Why don't you go look at yourself in the full-length mirror in the bathroom? David didn't know why he started to skip off to the bathroom, but he could hear his sister and friend giggling as he left. Usually, it annoyed him when they giggled at him, but this time, he enjoyed it. He went into the bathroom and closed the door. After 10 minutes went by, Kathy was getting worried at what was keeping her brother so long. She gently knocked on the door and listened closely at the door.
Come in, David said after a few seconds while his eyes were fixated on the image of the little girl that stared at him from the mirror.
Kathy walked in slowly and looked at David and the tears that were in his eyes. Are you okay?
Is that really me?
David asked as the both looked at the mirror.
Yes, that is really you. Is that okay?
I didn't think I'd look pretty.
Is that a good or bad thing?
Good. David finally smiled again. Okay, then let's get back to the living room and have a good night. David followed his sister back to the living room and sat down on the couch opposite of Misty. They spent an hour together as David was taught how to play patty cake as they waited for the pizza that Kathy ordered to arrive.
I bet that no one would know you aren't a real girl, Kathy said as she sat on the couch with the children she was watching.
You really think so? David said with obvious excitement in his voice.
I bet that when they deliver the pizza, the guy won't even give it another thought.
I don't know, he's seen me before.
When he comes, why don't you give him the money and see what happens?
I guess I could do it, but what if he does know I'm a boy?
Kathy thought for a second. I'll tell him that I made you do it, and if you didn't, you would have been punished.
Okay, I guess that will work, David said, and then turned his attention back to playing patty cake.
5 minutes passed by until the doorbell rang. David and Misty both ran to the door, anticipating the delivery guy.
Don't open the door until I get there, Kathy said as she walked behind them. When she got to the foyer, she nodded her head, indicating it was okay to open the door. David nervously did, and saw the young adult holding a red bag that held the pizza.
Hi there, pizza, the tall brown-haired delivery guy said as he pulled the cardboard box from the bag. He had delivered pizza to the house on a weekly basis and always enjoyed seeing Kathy. He had a slight crush on her, but didn't know if it was appropriate with her being underage, even though he was just 3 years older than her.
Lisa is going to be paying today.
I see. The guy scanned the children and didn't know which one of the girls was Lisa.
It must be girls' night in.
Yeah,
David said with a smile as he handed the money to the gentleman.
Well, it's definitely a beautiful bunch of girls, the guy winked at Kathy.
He then turned his attention to Davi and got down on one knee.
Now, princess, you must make sure not to tilt the box or the cheese will slide off the pizza. Can you be extra careful this way? I don't have to drive back out here.
David nodded as he grabbed the box and carefully brought it to the dining room. Misty followed close behind.
So we're all beautiful, Kathy said as the guy lingered behind.
Well, one more than the others, he grinned while hoping he wasn't going too far. Kathy smiled at the compliment.
I'm Kathy, by the way.
I'm Ron. I see you don't have the boy with you tonight.
He's with his uncle and I don't have to babysit him tonight.
Well, those two are almost as cute as you. I've been meaning to ask you if maybe one night you'd like to go to the movies or dinner or something.
You mean like a date?
Yes, Ron took a gulp.
Sure, Kathy smiled.
Why don't you call later after you figure out what you want to do and when? She wrote here number in the palm of his hand.
Awesome. I gotta get back to work, but I get done at 10. Is it okay to call then?
For this one time it is, Kathy said, and then watched as Ron made his way back to his red Dodge Ram. David placed a slice of pizza on a paper plate for Mitty, and then one for Kathy as she walked into the room before taking a slice for himself.
What took you so long? David asked.
He asked me out on a date.
A date with a boy, yuck, Misty said as she took a big bite from the pizza.
It's not that bad, David answered as he thought about it. He is kind of cute.
Kathy looked at her brother in shock.
You really think he's cute?
Yeah, don't you?
Of course I do, but I never knew you found boys cute.
Well, not all of them, David protested.
Kathy ate her pizza while trying to figure her brother out. Maybe he was just acting out the role of being a real girl, or maybe something else was different. She wondered if maybe he was going to be gay when he grew up, or if this was just a passing phase.
After the meal was finished, one which was unusually clean, the children washed their hands and face to get any pizza grease off.
You got about an hour before you have to get ready for bed, children.
Okay, the kids said in unison.
Come on, Lisa, let's play while we can.
Misty took David by the hand and led him to her room. She pulled out three of her Barbie dolls and sat on the floor. David sat across from her and took one of the dolls. The children spread their legs and put their feet together, forming a diamond on the floor where they would play. The hour seemed to go by too quickly for both the children.
Lisa, it's time for you to go back to normal.
Can I please stay a girl for the night?
But what if Mom and Will come home and see you like that?
I don't care. I like it like this.
Kathy thought for a while and wondered if it was a good thing for her mom to find him looking like a girl. If anything, she could just tell her mom they were playing dress up and it was a way to keep the children occupied.
David stood by his sister, eagerly awaiting her decision.
I'll tell you what. You can be a girl all night, but I want your word that you'll go to sleep when I tell you.
I promise, David smiled.
Okay, both of you get undressed to your undies.
David and Misty got undressed right there in the room, each placing their clothes neatly on the bed and the sandals back in the closet where they belonged. Kathy pulled out two nighties. She put the pink one with the pictures of candy on Misty. The material covered her to the top of the knee and flowed as she spun away when Kathy was finished. Kathy then put the light gray nightie that said, "Girls rule" on her brother. It came down to his mid-thigh, and when he sat down on the bed, he flashed his sister without realizing it. Kathy giggled at seeing it,
but decided not to correct him just yet. She took the hair ties and hair clips out of his hair and then let him join Misty in the other room to catch the last hour of cartoons on Nickelodeon before it was time to go to bed. It was almost 9 o'clock and the children's bedtime when the beams of a car's lights filtered through the window. Kathy was hoping that the children would have been in bed by the time that her mom and Will came home. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case, and her mind raced as she searched for possible excuses to explain why her brother was in a nightie. "Hi, we're home," Bill called out when he and Amy walked through the door. Amy looked at the couch and looked confused. "Where is your bro?" She stopped mid-sentence when she noticed David's telltale cherry-shaped birthmark on his thigh. "Hi, Mama," David said during the odd silence. "And what is going on here?" "Kathy let me be a girl tonight."
"Did she now?" Amy said with obvious anger in her voice.
"Yes, I got to wear a dress and got my hair pretty and... It sounds like you had a full day," Amy cut her son off. "I think Kathy should take you home and tuck you into bed and wait for me to get there."
"Yes, Mom,"
Kathy answered and lifted her brother into her arms to carry him home. "Can you believe that, treating my baby like a girl? Who knows what's been going on while I've been out putting a roof over their heads?" "What are you getting so worked up about?" Will tried to calm her down. "Turning him into a little girl, that's what." It doesn't sound like he objected much. "But still," Amy searched for other reasons to be mad. "He was probably just curious to what girls did, and our girls helped him out a little bit. It seemed like he had a good experience." "And if he wants to continue this?"
"Let him continue. What harm can it cause?"
"It can mess him up in the head, that's what harm. Look, if he's curious about what it's like to be a girl, he is going to be curious. If he gets a chance to quench that curiosity, then the quicker he will stop behaving this way."
"You really think so?"
"Sure, and he looked cute as all get out."
"And you will be supportive?"
"Of course I will."
Will embraced her and gave her a peck on the lips.
"If he wants to be a girl for a little while, I think we can manage."
"Maybe. Let me talk to Kathy before I go to work and see what is up. Will you talk to him tomorrow morning? You're usually more insightful than I."
"Sure thing, and maybe we can get him to behave a little better in the process."
"We'll talk more tomorrow." Amy gave her boyfriend a small kiss and then walked to her house.
"Mom, I can explain," Kathy said defensively as her mom came into the kitchen.
"I sure hope you can. He was just curious as to what it was to be a girl, and so we just dressed him up. We didn't do nothing bad."
"So this was all his idea?"
"Yeah, I swear. Well, tomorrow morning, take him over to Will's house for breakfast so they can talk about this. Leave him dressed like he is now."
"You're going to make him stay a girl?"
"That's really up to him, I think. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. I got to get ready for work."
"Okay," Kathy said, and then went into the living room to watch some TV. It was the first time all night that she could watch some more mature programming.
Amy walked into her son's bedroom. David was still awake when his mother turned on the light.
"Hi, sweetie,"
Amy said as she sat on the bed.
"Hi, Mama," David smiled.
"It looks like you had a lot of fun being a girl tonight."
"Yeah, it was cool."
"Will wants to talk to you about it tomorrow. Is that okay?
Am I in trouble?"
"No, not at all. I just think it is something you should talk to another guy about, and I have to get to work pretty soon and can't talk with you tonight."
"Okay, Mama."
"Good night, Angel."
"Night, Mama,"
David said, and then closed his eyes in order to go to sleep.
That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it.
If you do, then be sure to subscribe and show your support on Patreon.